So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi does not derive the Isra Hanah of Chametz and Shahar Niskel from the words Lo Ye'achel, but from another source. Regarding a Karma Chatas, whose blood was supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, but was incorrectly brought into the Heichel, the Torah says, Be'esh Tisarif. Since we already know from another Pasuk that it must be burned, we can use this Pasuk to teach that Chametz is Asa B'Hanah, based on the principle of if a particular phrase is not needed to teach anything in its original context, we can apply it to a totally different halacha. Our shir began with the Gemara asking, this phrase, Ba'esh Tisarif, is already used by Reb Shimon to teach that all kachim kachim that apostle must be burned in the Azara, and it's not available to teach Isser Hanav Chametz. Instead, Rabbi Yonason suggests another source. In the context of Neisr, from some of the karbanis that were brought in the Chanukah HaMishkan, the Torah says, Lo Ye'achel Kikaydishu. Since we already know from other psukim that Neisr may not be eaten, we can use this pasuk to teach that Chametz is Asa B'Hanah based on, Imeinu Inyan L'Gufay, Tineu Inyan L'Chol Yisur in Shabbat Torah. The Gemara refutes this source as well, because this pasuk is needed for that which Rabbi Elazar taught. Lo Ye'achel Kikaydish, who teaches Kol Sheba Kaydish Pasal, Bahakasav Litin Laisasei Alechilasei. There's a prohibition of a Laisasei to eat any Kachi Kachim that is Pasal. Amar Baya. Lo'ila Mikra Kama. Abaya suggests that we go back to the original Pasuk we quoted from the Chatos Chutz, whose blood was brought in Bifnim, but from a different phrase in that Pasuk which says Lo Ye'achel Ba'esh Tisarif, as Rashi elaborates. Indeed, Ba'esh Tisarif is needed to teach that Kachi Kachim, that apostle, must be burned in the Azara. But Lo Ye'achel is superfluous. We already know that it may not be eaten from Ba'esh Tisarif. Since it must be burned, it obviously may not be eaten. And from Lo Ye'achel Ki Kaydishu, there is a Lo Ye'achel to eat any Kachi Kachim that is possible. Therefore, Lo Ye'achel can be used to teach that Chametz is Asa B'Hanah. Amar Papa La'Abaya. Ve'em Li'Yechudi Le'Lav Le'Gufi Hu Da'Asa? Rav Papa refutes this source, because the phrase Lo Ye'achel may be needed to teach a specific Lo Ye'achel for eating the Chatas Chutz whose blood was brought bifnim. Lo Ye'achel Kikaydishu is not to be sufficient, because Ein Loikin Alav Shebechlalas, there is no Malkus for violating Alav Shebechlalas, a Lo Ye'achel that includes many different halachas. Elam Rav Papa, Mehocha. Finally, Rav Papa says that the source for the Isra Hanav Chametz is from the Pasuk, V'habasar Sheyiga B'chal Tameh Lo Ye'achel Ba'esh Yisarif. The phrase Lo Ye'achel is superfluous because we already know that there is an Isra to eat karbanis that are tamei based on the hekesh between kachim and maaser sheni. Therefore, based on imeinoi inyan, it can be used to teach that chametz is asa b'hanah. The Gemara next starts a new sugya. Amar Bavou, Amar Biyechnan, kol isurin shevat Torah ein loikin alein el derech achilasin. Bavou says that one is not chayv for any Isra achila unless he eats the food in the usual way. Therefore, a person is not chai for eating chaylev chai, raw chaylev, because it's an unusual way to eat chaylev. Another version of Rabbi Bavo is ruling, kol yisurin shabbat Torah ein loikin alein ela derech hana'asam. One is also not chai for any isra hana'ah, unless he benefits from it in the usual way. Therefore, a person is not chai for rubbing chaylev of a shahar haniskal on his wound, because it's an unusual way to use it like this. Amar Rabbi Zeira, afanan namitinina. Reb Zeira tries to prove this rule of Rebbe Vohu from the Mishnah in Trumas, which says that if a person drinks the juices of arla fruits other than olives and grapes, he's not chayev, presumably, because those fruits are not meant for juicing, and the benefit is shaloi kedera chana'asan. Abai refutes the proof because the reason there is no chayev for drinking the juices of these other fruits is that the juices are considered zeya ba'alma, the condensation of the fruit, but not the arla fruit itself. Amar Abai. Hakol Moed Mekalah HaKerem, Shaloikin Alein Afila Shaloikin Derech HaNa'asin. Abai suggests that Kalah HaKerem is the exception to the rule, and one would certainly be chayiv even for benefiting from it in an unusual way. My time, Shum Deloich Sibuhu Achila. Because the Isra HaNa'ah is not expressed in the Torah with the term Achila, but as Rashi says, Ksiv Pentikdash HaMaleya, Temashma Loisahana Mimeno, El Tisrafenu Upen Lavu. The Torah is saying, do not derive any benefit from it. You must burn it. And the word pen is the equivalent of a lav. The Gemara's question on this statement of Abaya continues mostly on the next daf.